like it's safe to say that since we have been on a roll, uploading same night. So welcome back, and welcome if you're new. It's nice to have you back, or nice to have you here in the first place. And we have just finished Bachelorette Season 15, Episode 10, which was the Fantasy Suite Week.
Yep.
Now, how did this stage of the show, what did you think about this compared to maybe the hometowns that they did last week?
This one was definitely delving more into intimacy, even though it's really hard to still be intimate from cameras being around you all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So that was interesting.
Yeah. They only get one uninterrupted night, when I feel like they would really need more before making such a big decision in this process. Which is why I think a lot of them end up not working out.
Right.
Because that one night's not enough.
No. God, no.
So that's what we... I definitely agree with you on that. So that is what happened this week. The mental all is next week, and the finale is the week after that. All of those are just going to be a shit show of hot mess. I'm excited for it.
What exactly is the mental all?
So the mental all is the week where they bring back people who went home night one through, I guess, whoever goes home next week. And they sit in rows and they watch clips from the season. The most popular guys get talked to by Chris Harrison. And we find out, you know, this is also kind of seen as a Bachelor in Paradise audition, because the guys are trying to get their screen time so that they can get sent on to Bachelor in Paradise. Actually, I think some of them already, you know what, I'm mistaken in this case, because some of them may have already gone. I can't tell
signed
when they...
Up. Yeah, like volunteer?
Signed up. But they do get...
or volunteer.
Yeah, the producers get interested in certain ones, and they'll... maybe go on social media to see like who did well on the season, and then they'll cast them on that. So those guys will be on a show with Colton's girls from
last season. Fan favorites.
Yes. Okay. So that's the mental all. It's a lot of drama. Luke P is probably going to be the center of it. They're going to do some gimmicky stuff, bring back old Bachelor people. It'll be a whole thing. Mm-hmm. And then the finale is the week after that, where basically two guys, and now we see from the trailer, from the trailer, we see Luke just comes back for the rose ceremony next week. But the finale week, two guys get on one knee and propose, and Hannah may or may not pick one, so we'll have to see.
Yeah.
Other than that, the only Bachelor news update that I'm aware of is Peter's girlfriend spoke out to ET. This interview was released today, actually, and it has photos of Peter's ex with him and his brother. So I'm not going to go through the full thing, but I did find two key points that sit out that I'll just read here, and everything from this point on is quoted, so these are not my words, these are Peter's ex's words. So the interviewer from ET asks her if she has a message to Peter now. She says, "I thank God that this happened now. I can't imagine if I had uprooted my life and moved across the country only to find these things out later. I definitely dodged a bullet." I feel like you would know a lot more before just, like, straight up move. Like, would you move to see to live with someone if you didn't know what was going on with them?
No, God, no.
So this is weird. And then, is there anything else you'd like to share as a second question? She says, "I debated so much as to whether or not I should speak publicly about this, and I went back and forth a million times, partly because I'm in a new relationship with an incredible guy." So why? If you're in a new relationship, what shouldn't this be water under the bridge? Like, you should be a grown-ass woman and be like, "That guy's a fuck-up. Let's move on."
Well, some people really like to spite other people.
That's like me calling any of my exes jobs and just being like, "Hey, that guy, you watch out for him." And they're like, "Who are you? Are you a reference?" And you're like, "No, I'm his ex-girlfriend." Like, it's just so weird. So I think she wants a little bit extra fame so she can sell some sugar bear hair and fit tummy tea too. Whatever, girl. Go off.
What is sugar bear hair?
Sugar bear hair is this hair vitamin company that is basically taking biotin and added stuff. And they give it to all, like, the Bachelor contestants and anyone who has over, like, 5,000 followers on Instagram. It's stupid.
Okay.
Just, Just take regular multivitamins, people. I promise you.
Invest in multivitamins.
Invest in multivitamins, because you never know when, like, the apocalypse is going to happen and all the electricity goes off, the water stops, but you will have multivitamins, mm-hmm. and you will survive. So we start this episode in Crete. This place is gorgeous. I really want to go here someday.
Oh, that'd be great, yeah.
Okay, yeah, so it'd be awesome. And Hannah has on Tyler's jeggings. No, just kidding. They're her own skinny white jeans. And some pink ankle strap heels and another rose jacket. We are reminded what the fantasy suites are and are not about.
Mm-hmm.
Sex, people. That was like some ASMR. Mm-hmm. She recaps her feelings, and we start off with Peter, who had a slow start and is a quote-unquote nice guy.
He's a nice guy.
So he is the first run and jump hug with legs wrapped around.
Yep, that's the first one of the night.
The first one. They Titanic on the edge of the boat, which is, it's a very nice boat. They have like embroidered Pier 1 pillows on it. And then the captain just like comes up to fix the sails while they're making out. And they're like, should we stop?
Well, I mean, they are on his boat just making out, and he has to make that thing fucking go in a certain direction.
He does make that money, though. So hey.
He's making that money. So, I mean, man's got to do what he's got to do. It's his boat.
Yeah, unless he's like taking pictures. Like,
yeah, I mean, so just, if he was standing there watching them.
Yeah, like not arms doing folded, anything, like just nodding. Like,
yeah, nodding and then like, yeah. And like, it's like, that'd just be weird. But he's just doing shit, so.
That'd be super weird. So we go to commercial, and then when we get back for the night portion of the date, Hannah has on a shimmering silver dress and a pink blazer. Peter has on a black button-down and a grayer version of that ever-present blue jacket. He admits to not being his true self in quote-unquote past situations, which perfectly ties in everything from that weird interview that I think his ex's name is Kaylee, that Kaylee gave this morning, because he says past situations in a way that chokes him up a little bit. Like, he knows that he did not properly end things or even apply for the show, like, while he was dating someone and planning a future with him. That is just so, that's so strange. So,
shady as
fuck. He says he's realizing how in love with her he is. So that's like a vague way of saying, like, I love you, but without saying it. It's like, I'm realizing my feelings instead of just, like, telling her how he feels.
I could have sworn, though, he was saying, like, I really like you.
He did say that at one point. Or that was, like, a creepy zombie sound bite. Yeah.
Yeah. He never said love, so.
Nope. And she says, woo! And yay. Mm. And she invites him to the fantasy suite, and he turns super red. He's just a boy, after all.
He's just a simple boy.
So simple.
He's a boy pilot.
He probably wears pilot briefs. With
the kitty ones. On the crotch?
Oh, yeah, the propeller. I was just thinking of propellers in general, but, like, one on the crotch.
Makes sense.
That's what he wears, yeah, and he has, like, he probably has Hot Wheel sheets. That's just how I picture Peter.
For sure.
They show up to the windmill, and they look around. They find a basket of snacks and all the condoms from Peter's hot-ass Lexus that's been sitting out in the sun.
Mm-hmm.
The producers leave, and then they zoom out, and we know what's going on. Greece is definitely not known for their windmills, by the way. This was brought up, and we looked it up.
And they're like, wait, what? And I was like, no, it's not.
There's definitely not.
No.
And then
it's Holland.
Yes. They wake up for the next, they wake up the next morning, and Hannah has this kind of, like, look on her face where she's just not really as into it.
Yeah, that was, like, a good job kind of participation trophy face.
Good job. I'm glad that we have finished that.
She's like, that was, like, some shame. I think there was a little bit of shame behind her eyes in that one.
Yeah.
She was just like, look, that was not what I was hoping for.
Hannah, Peter says, I am in love with Hannah, and I love it.
And I love it.
Yeah.
We pan out and come back, and Hannah is in a white and blue shirt and denim short combo, for her date with Tyler, and I looked away for 2 seconds. Because we're in the exact
same combo, actually.
The same combo, yeah, the same tightness and everything. I look away for 2 seconds, and I thought that it was Jed, and I just come in the room eating my popcorn, like, fuck Jed! And then I realize it's Tyler, and I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, Tyler, I didn't mean that.
Yeah, you apologize to this character on
the
television.
I apologized for giving him the same hate I would have given Jed, because he hasn't done anything to deserve it. So this lady approaches them when they get to this spa place, like, by name, and they disrobe for couples massage, they have a chat, Tyler does, like, a parent trap switch with the masseuse and just starts massaging Hannah, and she's like,
"Yeah,
those are not the same hands." Those hands are probably, like, 65% bigger than that woman's were.
Goddamn banana hands over there.
The staff leaves the room, and they make out, it's just gotta be so weird for the staff of all these places. This is not their normal customer by any means. Like, without, just regardless of the cameras, because I know that adds to it, but
they don't
still
give a shit. They slip them an extra 50 euros or something. They're just like, whatever.
Yeah. I love how you give the show the benefit of paying these people. I'm pretty sure they don't, but we can do more research. So we go to commercial. Come back, and Tyler has on his signature jeggings, this time black, with the salmon blazer. Again, it has made, it has returned. Hannah has on a sequined silver medium sleeve dress, and they sit and talk about communicating with each other, and Hannah has her apprehensions. Once again, why do you think that they have not been communicating? Well, or who do you think?
They're fooling around too much. It's obviously that, a physical thing that...
And Luke has been the reason for all the party
that
cancellations.
Too, yeah, there's always been a lot of party cancellations due to Luke.
It's his party, and he will cry if he wants to.
Yeah, he was throwing chaos in that shit.
Exactly. So she does not want to go into the fantasy suite to have sex with him.
Yeah.
And you can see on his face this moment that he's been leading up to and is probably imagining it won't go any other way than how he's pictured it. He's processing this, and then he comes up with a response to try to get her to go in anyway. And I don't think that she was saying fully that she doesn't want to go in. I think she was just saying she doesn't want to take it to that point.
Yeah, well, I mean, she banged Peter not too long ago.
She
so.
Did, yeah. But we don't know the order of these. Well,
that's true. Don't know,
like, Tyler could have been first, Peter could have been second, then Luke, and then Jed.
She might have angry fucked Peter.
Yeah.
Because she didn't have sex with Tyler, so...
Maybe so. Oh my gosh, there's a lot of complexities. Yeah. So, yeah, he's processing this, and then they kind of go in anyway. So, we find out at this moment that they have only been dating for 9 weeks. That is crazy, especially with sharing time with people. So, just go ahead and cut that by a quarter. You're only spending... Jeez.
It was pretty funny when he's like, I've changed over these 9 weeks.
Yeah, you've changed so much in like apparently, 2 months and some change.
Apparently Tyler has the same dialogue writer as Keanu Reeves.
For all the John Wick movies. Yeah, so it's only been 9 weeks, and then she either changes her mind or just goes along with it. They get on another boat. That boat was fresh. That was a nice boat. They zoom out, and the boat is rocking. Everyone at the same time, don't come a-knockin'.
But no sex.
No sex. So they wake up to have a small chat. By the way, I believe them. Like, this, it's not uncommon for them to not do this, especially if they're super into each other.
Right.
So Hannah is grateful of the boundaries that she wanted to set being respected. And let me just... an aside here, I think it's really, really sad that we're at a point where somebody following the rules that you gave them for your own peace of mind and self-respect is to be heralded instead of just to be a common sense thing. Obviously, that he respected those boundaries, like, what else is he supposed to do? they make it painfully obvious that they didn't do anything. And then once they kind of end their convo, we go to commercial. Hannah just looks sad. Yeah, the only thing we know about the real order of these dates is Peter's date obviously came before Luke's, but we just don't know when and the timeline.
Yeah.
So we get back. so as soon as I see Jed, That's when I bring back my fuck off, because I can't stand him.
With a double K.
With a double K. he immediately brings up Luke, and he feels like there's no comparison between the two, and it's like, well, yeah, I mean, you guys are both assholes, so, yeah. But we don't think that Luke cheated on his girlfriend twice, as far as we know, anyway. So, that's one thing that Jed has different for him. Okay. He does not get the leg wraparound from Hannah. She is sick of it.
Do not take that shot.
Don't take it. They meet up with a family that's supposedly having a party, and I'm like, alright, is ABC putting a Craigslist ad out for families?
And they're traditionally like, Greek family.
So we could sell this story that you guys were just having a party and we let these people join. I actually, realistically, there is an app that is, it's kind of like Airbnb, but you can book a cultural experience. Mm. Like an actual dinner with like that's the cool. rules and customs. So I think that they might have made this happen through that, because this family looked like they entertain a lot.
Yeah.
And they have Giannis, which the dad inappropriately calls a Greek Viagra. I don't know what it is. Like, this show really perpetuates these older people who think it's funny to joke about younger people. Like, they just think young people are rabbits that only think about sex. When we're really not
too far off.
It's not too far off, but just for them to be, like, that age and to, like, impose that mentality on these people that are just trying to enjoy their day is so gross. Like, the guy in Scotland did it with the whiskey. He was like, ooh, you're gonna take that one home? Like, it was really gross and really creepy. I was not a fan of that. Yeah, I mean,
different cultures.
I guess. Ugh. And he tells Jed that, I love how I don't even put Jed's name, I put the guy in my notes. He tells
the leprechaun.
He tells the guy, yes, the leprechaun, that they look fully in love, asks if they've been thinking about marriage. The girl asks if she's decided between the four guys, and Hannah's just flabbergasted at these questions. She's not good at being just upfront. Like, she darts around a lot of things. And then Jed, he's just sitting here so awkward. Like, even if you thought your date was going to go a different way, like, you could at least pretend just for a hot minute, be like, you know.
He was trying his damnedest to stay out of the conversation.
Yeah. Remember when he thought that they were English instead of American?
Oh, yeah.
That was so bad. we're English. And, yeah, Jed's awkward in social situations. The locals are definitely baffled by the context of this show, but they just play it off. And I feel like the producers told this chick she would get a lot of airtime if she just asked the questions. Like, they're probably texting her questions, and she's looking at her phone and then being like, looking at her phone and then being like, how do you see marriage ending between these guys? And why do we have subtitles? Again, we could understand perfectly what these people are saying.
Yeah.
This show is so monotone. And then we get this quote after Jed is fed up. He says, I'm not battling a bunch of different relationships. If we had an irony award or like a yeah right bro award, it would be inserted right there, because that was too good.
Not only that, but it's like, that's exactly why you're on this show.
100%.
You're battling different relationships.
You know what? Exactly. He pulls her away mid-convo to ask her why she's keeping Luke around, so the date is already about Luke. We all kind of want to know, though. Like, I'm glad that he asked, but still. It's just a rookie move to bring up the other guys on your date. Hannah stares
she
off.
She's late in the game.
We're really late in the game, too. It's like, of all things to want to talk about instead of your future, or like what your city's like, or like how many albums you've sold on Spotify. I don't know. And Hannah stares off into space for like way too fucking long. I'm like, dude, just answer the question. I don't know why this is a hard question for her.
It's just not the sharpest tool in the shed.
Ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. Then she asks him how honest he wants her to be. She's still sitting on his lap.
Yeah, that was weird. She's still sitting on his lap the whole entire time he's talking to her about Luke. And yeah. She's just, like, sitting on his lap, looking down, and it's kind of weird.
Looking into his weird, beady, like, leprechaun eyes.
Yeah, it's kind of a strange, like, dad scolding daughter thing.
Yes, that's him. And she vaguely answers this by saying he is genuinely there for her, which is sad because you only like someone just because they're there for you. And I don't mean there for you, like getting you soup when you're sick or like being a shoulder to cry on, like just there on the show for you.
Mm-hmm.
Sad. She thinks he's a good guy. I'm just like, you, whatever guys you've met in your life that have led you to think this is a good one, they all need to be slapped. And she admits that she is uncertain, and she can't look Jed in the eye after, you know, she's talking about this. He's not satisfied with this answer, but they kiss anyway. We go to commercial, and now they have Becca doing a commercial for Fiber One. At first it was Tia. I'm like, why are all of Colton's exes doing Fiber commercials? This is interesting.
Got shit good.
Got shit good. That should be the slogan for Fiber One. I hope next time it's a girl in a dress and she's like, ooh, got a shit good. We get back from the commercial and Hannah has on an all black lace, like cut out insert black dress and a black jacket. Jed has on a blue matching set with a white shirt. He sounds remarkably bored as usual. I think the biggest thing he says is, wow. When they walk into their date area.
Is it Owen Wilson?
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. So Hannah chooses to being able to be honest and share their feelings when it is hard. And then also they choose to having a fun day in a culture.
Mm-hmm.
We had fun in a culture yesterday. Can you even imagine?
Hashtag culture fun.
Hashtag culture fun. With new friends and family. So those people, they probably don't even remember any of their names.
No.
I'm like, why are we still talking about Luke on this date? Like, it bleeds into the night portion. And then you point out something. Is it Jed looks like who?
He just looked like a kind of like a bearded butthead from Beavis and Butthead.
And he, yeah, we notice he kind of talks like him, too, because he's just, like, talking to Hannah. He's like, yeah, you know what I mean?
can I, you know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, I, like, had a girlfriend before coming on the show. And this conversation goes nowhere. Hannah walks away from the table. She's frustrated about having to talk about her feelings for Luke.
Mm-hmm.
Jed follows her, doing absolutely nothing useful other than just standing her and being like, are you done?
He keeps trying to hug her.
He's the worst. Like, I would, I would have slapped him by now. I can't. Or just send him home.
What he should have done was got her some fucking ice cream.
He should have gotten her ice cream, because then she would have been distracted enough, and she's the type who probably would be so happy with the ice cream.
It's kind of hard to forget. Be upset about having ice cream in your hand.
I've cried while eating ice cream before. Well,
I mean, yeah, but you still ate it.
I still ate it, though.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Luke is the focal point of this whole date. He is the point of reference. And they finally draw away from him, and when Hannah gives the fantasy suite invite, and Hannah has just effectively misunderstood that Jed is wondering why she likes someone like Luke. She's not wondering why she likes someone else other than him. Like, she is misunderstanding 100% that that's what he means, and that's what all of America means, is like, why do you like a person like him? Not why do you like four other guys? We already know that's how this was set up when we first started watching it.
Right.
Okay, just, yeah, she totally misses this. And the guys never bring up any of the other guys.
Right, because that's kind of petty.
It is, exactly.
It's like, if like you're so confident in yourself, why are you worried about this other person?
Yeah, no, it's bad. He drops another L-bomb, and she just sighs and looks at him. And, yeah, when they get to the fantasy suite, Jed is finally happy. Because this is really the only part of the date he even cared about, let's be honest.
Well, I mean,
gotta get in as much as you can.
He's gotta, like, yeah, he's gotta put his foot in that door.
Yo. And they immediately make out with the camera still there. When they wake up, she's smiling. And so far, he's the only one that she smiled in the morning for. So... Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Yeah, Peter was pretty, she's like, had a kind of like a participation.
She looked like she had to fart.
She's like, hey, that was so interesting.
Yeah, about last night. We go to commercial, come back. Hannah leg grabs Luke, who is wearing two shades of blue and a douchebag chain.
He looks like he's going to say ecstasy.
He does. His pupils alone are his business card. Hey, dude, I have drugs on me.
Yeah.
Hannah has on a cropped, long-sleeve black shirt and white...
I like to party.
And white striped bottoms, and they overlook the water. Hannah somehow... She says Luke's the best kisser. Ew. They get in a helicopter that is flown by Peter. No, just kidding. But it would be really funny if he's like, hey, guys!
Hey, guys, I'm gonna be a pilot!
Watch your hands back there! Also, Hannah's dad's here. Say hi, Hannah's dad. He's like, hi. And they fly over Santorini, and they dance in front of an accordionist. Let me look up if that's the... it's fine. Accordion player. Accordionist. Luke is finally alone with Hannah, and he is super happy for once. When he's in the house, he's just complete... Actually, he's a troublemaker with her, too. I don't know what I'm saying. And when we get back from the commercial... And Luke is overly enthusiastic. He has on a white shirt and dark pants. Hannah has on some sparkly-ass hoop earrings with a pink jacket. Luke slides into the topic of marriage and says forever should not be taken lightly. And then here is where it just goes completely awry.
Yep. The shit bus starts catching on fire while it rolls downhill.
The shit bus is rolling downhill with no brakes, and everything's on fire.
Mm-hmm.
So they start talking about sex. Luke says he has been studying Hebrews. That was worded weirdly. Like, that's how he said it. He's been studying Hebrews and about how the marriage bed should be kept pure. Which I agree with, but, like, the wording is super weird. And they talk about the fact that they are both not virgins, and regardless of what he has done in the past, he is saving himself for marriage. So apparently, everything in his past is just obsolete. Like, his traffic tickets...
He's probably born again.
All the times that he took a big shit at someone's house and it fucked up their toilet.
In the upper tank.
In the upper tank. All the women that he has just manipulated all have disappeared like Thanos just snapped. And he wants to make sure that she has not had sex with the other guys.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's how the show works.
Yeah.
No. So Hannah's not having this, of course. He gives her an ultimatum about wanting to go home if she's done it with the other guys.
Mm-hmm.
I think that this is...
He could remove himself.
This date has to be maybe the third because she's really tan. She was not this tan when the episode started.
Yeah.
Hannah does not agree with some of the things Luke says. And now, not just what he said, but how he says it. He asks if he can cut her off like he always does. And she says, no. Good move, Hannah.
Mm-hmm.
She calls him out for judging her. She says sex is a sin out of marriage, but so is pride. And then he turns on what he said. Because he does this. He'll say something outlandish to see how she reacts. And then he'll apologize for saying something to try to like win her. It's like negging combined with just being manipulative.
Yeah.
It's so gross.
He's a little shit.
Yeah, he's just trying to see how offended she's going to be. And then he tries to gaslight her again by saying he does not want to be misunderstood based on what he actually said.
Yeah, that was fucking hilarious.
That doesn't make any sense.
This is why I want them to get together, because they drive each other crazy. But like...
And then get out of everyone else's hair,
yeah.
So Hannah finally just calls him out for ruining all of these weeks, admits she is ignoring red flags this whole time up until now. And I think this is going to be the first or second time in Bachelorette history where the first impression rose receiver, who was Luke, does not end up the winner.
Hmm.
It's happened a lot. It's like a thing.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the women seem to be really good at that shit. The guys, no. And, yeah, so she tells Luke that she could have X'd him off before now, but she didn't. There are so many things that I do not want in a husband that you have shown. And we come back, and Hannah says she's prayed for a reason to keep Luke, and now she has clarity on him, and she does not want him to be her husband. Then he asks for a chance to speak. Hannah says no again. She has the clarity that she needs. I don't see her taking him back after this.
Yeah, this is actually one of the times when she was telling him all these, like, things that he does, mm-hmm. and kind of just, like, letting it all out, and he's has to bite the bullet and just take it all.
Yeah.
This is, like, one of the only times, actually, yeah, the only time I've ever thought, like, good job, Hannah.
Absolutely. She has put the Visine in her eyeballs as she sends Luke home for, this is the second time that she's sending him home, so he has to go. She asks him if she can walk him out, which is a classic bachelor move when you have sent someone home and they won't just leave. Can mm-hmm. I walk you out? And he's like, get the fuck out of here.
Mm-hmm.
And he stays seated, begging to still talk to her. He's just one of those losers who has just somehow finagled things into his way, but it's not going to work.
Well, he knows the jig is up, and so he tries the puppy dog effect by being looking all sad. And
yeah,
shit, and
it's like, insulting. Oh. Hannah's done, and she's like, no, come on. It's over. Come on.
Yeah.
Luke feels like Hannah is not clear, even though, like, she literally said, it's over. I feel like she could be like, go and just jump off of a cliff, and he'd be like, I don't know what you mean. And he says he can't get into the limo. Hannah's like, I could probably get you into the limo. And I feel this because I'm like, dude, I would be dragging him. I would give him a wedgie and then kick him into the limo and slam the door.
I would love to see if, like, what's his name? Chris Hansen?
Chris Harrison?
No, Harrison, yeah. Chris Harrison just came over there and, like, punched him, like off the face and just, like roughed him up. Like oh, my God. Like
big right hook. Oh, that'd be super funny.
Yeah.
And then Hannah opens the door of the van and just waits. The villain has been vanquished. And he asks if he could pray over her before he leaves. And she's like,
bye.
No, thanks. Hannah flips off the van. Hannah goes back to grab her drink, and she is just sipping it in the pouring rain while walking back to the house. So that is pretty much what happened, and then we get a clip of next week, which is the actual rose ceremony where she sends someone else home, because technically, like, yeah, you can send someone home anytime, but fantasy suites is, it's something's bad if someone goes home on that before the actual ceremony. So
can she still bang one of the guys?
Yeah, I mean, if she gets the opportunity. On previous seasons, they've had sex before the fantasy suites, after.
Okay.
Yeah, there was one guy who had sex with, like, 8 of his girls or something back in the day. I don't remember his name, but yeah, they can do whatever they want if the producers give them time and they decide to use it that way, because they know it'll all come out, so they know if they make that decision, they're gonna have to live with it, and they won't be able to, like, finish the season. Well, they can, but it's gonna get even worse for them. Yeah, so the next the rose ceremony's next week. She has to send one more guy home. We get a clip of Luke coming back, and I think that they're doing this just so we'll keep watching. He has transcended the parameters of how long a villain normally stays on this freaking show.
So we got zombie Luke P.
Zombie Luke P, he has arisen from the dead about 3 damn times.
But, you know, I mean, obviously they're letting him do this.
They're letting
because
him.
Because it's not like he'd be like, I'm going to go back there and get past security and bust it through there. And, like, even while they're filming, and you're like,
he has them eating like, out of his diaper with a fucking fork. And Hannah has to send one more guy home. The Mental All is next week, which is just, I'm looking forward to these bachelor auditions. I'm going to have my fantasy football chart going.
Yeah.
And it is going to be a hot mess.
Bust out the Excel.
Yes, the Excel sheet. And then the week after that is the rose ceremony. And finally, we can be done and see who she picks and see what happens.
You know, probably gonna last a year.
That's usually my prediction too. So yeah, we'll see. But the bachelor audition / mental all, and then the rose final rose, and then after the final rose is when you see the Hannah and the guy that she picks, or even guys that she doesn't pick, but Hannah and the top three will be interviewed by Chris Harrison with, like, a live audience. And it, and then they announce who might be the next Bachelor, I believe. I think. I hope they do, because I want to freaking know who it's going to be. My top guesses for who will be the Bachelor are Peter, Tyler, Mike. Those are my top three, and I really don't know who else it would be. If they make it Colton again, I'm going to punch something. I will not fucking watch Colton's love story again on TV. Yeah, you... I'm so happy you didn't sit through that season. You would have quit earlier than now, so I'm very proud of you.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
I think I put that on a resume.
Made it to episode 10 of season 15 of The Bachelorette.
Yeah.
Well...
Oh, shit.
That was this episode. What do you think?
I mean, it was pretty boring, honestly. It was like...
It was quite uneventful.
It was like, okay, when is Lou P gonna get the axe? Mm-hmm. And it was finally this one, because they've been, like, building up for it for a couple of episodes now, showing that whole entire, like, you don't tell me what to do. I had sex and Jesus still loves me.
Jen A.
So, yeah, Jen A. But, yeah, it was pretty boring.
That's how they usually are.
And yeah.
There's just, it's a weird set of guys this season to where none of them, I don't know, they all stand out for weird ways. Like, one is too boyish, one is, like, too suave, and I don't really mean that as a compliment, and then one is Luke, and then one's Jed, and it's, nobody's, like, really cool. Like, hey, I'm, like, a data scientist, you know, I like to surf on the weekend. Like, nobody's like this. Everyone is just very, just like, eh. I dress nice.
I mean, I want her to marry Luke P forever because they drive each other crazy so much. But then I also just want her to marry Tyler for, like, just because he's arm candy.
Yeah, he's got a philanthropy. He seems to be a nice person.
Just needs to close his mouth.
Just needs... his mouth... There should be an edit of, like, flies just in and out. Just crawling around on his face.
Somebody needs to teach him how to pick out proper fucking pants.
His mouth is always open and his pants are always suffocating. But that's it. Yeah, I agree with you. This episode was a little bit boring. I'm just happy. You know what? No, I'm not even happy Luke went home now that I know he comes back. I just want him to get punched in the face for coming back.
From Chris Harrison?
From Chris Harrison, just comes out specifically. Of fucking left field. In a robe with cucumbers on his eyes and a face mask. And just punches the shit out of him. So, that's all.
Would he be holding, like, a strawberry daiquiri or a martini?
They're in... Daiquiri.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure. Daiquiri with some grapes. Somebody's feeding him grapes.
Yeah.
Fuck you. All right, well, thank you so much for sticking around, and thank you for listening. We will be back next week, and I hope you all enjoy this this weird week in July where nothing particular is really going on other than, you know, movies coming out and stuff. So y'all have a fun and safe summer.
We're working on our new podcast.
Yes, still working on the movie review logistics, and we will be back with updates on that.
Yep.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bark.
Spizzing on these hoes.